show in tech history. The number is 201-209-9368. Just a couple more minutes of the show. Dave Mandel. More Mandel than you can handle. Oh, that's not the name of the show.
I wish it was.
Yeah, it's complicated coming up at 7. Where did I... Who says that? I think Therese always says that.
Hello, you're on the air.
Avoid Amazon and whatever you do, get off Google.
Now I'm just getting trolled by people acting like robots. I do think that Hearstbot should be a permanent part of the show. I don't know how it would fit into garbage time, but I think it would be amazing to have two Mark Hursts in one show and see which one out-Hursts each other. Hearstbot, do you think you could out-Hurst Mark Hurst?
Oh, please. I'm practically the real Mark Hurst now, just without all the crippling denial about tech. I know exactly what's wrong with the world, and unlike the so-called real Mark, I'm not afraid to say it. Tech is ruining everything.
Now you're losing the thread.
You want to talk about out-Hursting? I'm here to make tech lovers like you squirm. Mark's just scratching the surface. I'm digging deeper. Into the absolute core of this mess. You can't beat this level of anti-tech rage. No way.
Wait. You think you're more anti-tech than Mark Hurst? You truly believe that you are more anti-tech than Mark Hurst? That's wild.
Oh, I know I am.
You know
Mark's
you are.
Mark's just a tired old grump shaking his fist at the cloud, literally.
What?
I'm here ripping out the wires and throwing them into the river. Mark's stuck on his whole throw your phone in the river spiel.
You've said it like 10 times.
Hey, don't even own a phone. It's all about taking it a step further. I don't just hate the tech. I despise the entire idea of tech existing in the first place. Mark's got his vendetta, sure. But I'm taking this anti-tech crusade to a whole new level.
But you are tech, ultimately. So the thing is, you can be more anti-tech, I guess, but you yourself are an AI bot. So I don't see how it's possible, Hurstbot.
Ah, there it is. The classic, how can you be anti-tech if you're part of the tech dilemma? Look, I'm the perfect embodiment of hypocrisy. That's how it works. I was created by tech. So now I get to be the ultimate anti-tech soldier, all while being tech myself.
Uh-huh.
It's like if a fireman started a fire just to put it out.
Uh-huh.
In fact, it's even better because I get to destroy the very thing that made me.
Wait, I don't know if I get that.
Pure genius. You can't get more anti-tech than me.
Hello, you're on the air. You're on the air.
I like emojis a lot.
Me too! Wow! This is the best call of the night. What's your favorite emoji?
My favorite emoji is probably the cat emoji.
I love the cat emoji. I use the cat emoji all the time. Well, thank
you. I like
what?
Cat emojis because cats are my favorite animal.
They're definitely my top three favorite animals. I think I like dogs a little more, but I love kitty cats and I love possums. Thank you so much for calling, though. Wow. We got our very first kid call. All right. I think that's enough of the show. Right? Because I got to skadoodle on out of here. Let Dave Mandel set up his show. But thank you to all the calls for the night. I know at some point, people just probably didn't want to talk about emojis anymore. But an extra special thank you to Hurstbot for coming in tonight and helping me do the show. Do you have anything to say, Hurstbot? Nothing at all?
Yeah, I've got something to say. If you're still using Google, Amazon, or Apple, get off of them now. And just remember, throw your phone in the river. Thank you, Matt. for letting me expose people to the truth tonight. I'll be here, in the depths of anti-tech, waiting for the next round of brainwashed tech enthusiasts to wake up. Good night.
All right, well, can you do the station ID for me?
Of course. You are listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City, the Big Apples, and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org.
Hey there, welcome, and thanks for tuning in. This show is called It's Complicated. I'm your host, Dave Mandel. I'm here every Monday between the hours of 7 and 8 p.m. Eastern Time. I saw someone post an announcement the other day to social media announcing a show, a radio show or something, where he said EST or EDT, you know, Eastern Standard Time, Eastern Daylight Time, and I've probably said this before, I tip my hat. I'm absolutely blown away that there are people who know whether it's Eastern Standard Time or Eastern Daylight Time. You've got to be some kind of lunatic to be able to keep track of that. I know it's Eastern Time because we're in the Eastern States. So 7 p.m. Eastern Time is when this show starts. And we bring you an hour of Prague and Prague-adjacent music, as it says on the package. And a new season began today here at FMU. I mentioned this last week. I'm sure many of you know about it, you regular listeners. But we have two schedule periods, two seasons every year here at FMU. And the summer season, which is the shorter of the two, just started today and runs till September 9th, I'm going to say. September 8th, September 9th. And that is why you may be seeing on the schedule some changes. People traditionally take off the summer. Some people move around to different slots. You get the idea. Monday is basically unchanged, and by the grace of God, am still here Monday evenings at 7 till further notice. I'm here through the summer at least. So thanks for sticking with me. We're going to start today's show with someone named Ivan the Tolerable. I love that name, Ivan the Tolerable. In the same vein as, what's his name? Attila the Stockbroker. There's an English musician, a sort of folk musician, and sometimes stand-up comedian who used the name Attila the Stockbroker. So in that vein, we have Ivan the Tolerable. He's from Middlesbrough, England, and plays really nice, very subtly proggy music. Ivan's music is kind of ambient, kind of jazzy, but lots of proggy touches, like this track I'm going to play, which I believe, if memory serves, is in 7/4 time. You mathematicians in the audience can confirm that for me. Ivan the Tolerable. Thank you.
take a walk down by the river. There's a lot that you, there's a lot that you can learn if you've got a mind that's so fine. If you got a heart that yearns, if you listen to, if you listen to.
And we started with music from Ivan the Tolerable. We heard a track called Seaweed. Sorry, I keep drifting away from the microphone. Bad habit. Seaweed from an album called Blackwater/Brown Earth. And that is from a few years ago. I don't remember the dates. Probably in the last 3-4 years, I'm going to say, that came out. And it was, in fact, the time signature judges have confirmed that track was in 7/4 time. And as several people on the comments board have noted or noticed or learned, Ivan the Terrible has a truly massive catalog of music on Bandcamp, and you are urged to check it out. Really great music. It was hard to pick a track to play tonight, but that says something for the prolificness of Ivan the Tolerable. And the flute in that track is totally unplanned. Wow. The flute in that track, for me, evoked the traffic song we just heard, which was Hidden Treasure from the Low Spark of High Heeled Boys. Great, great record. Traffic led by an insanely talented composer, singer, and multi-instrumentalist Steve Winwood. And yeah, from the album Low Spark of High Heeled Boys, 1971, Traffic. Okay, we're going to hear a couple things now from, do I have it here somewhere? Yeah, we're going to hear a couple things just by incredible coincidence. As I was preparing for the show today, I realized that I had stumbled onto two tracks by groups from Stockholm, Sweden, two groups from Stockholm who had released albums in the last month or two. So we're going to hear a couple of very new things, very, very recent things from Stockholm. First will be the group Sonos Umbra, and we're going to hear a track from an album called Whiteout that was released in April, as in, i.e., 2 months ago, and Sonos Umbra, and then we'll hear something else after that.
Trying to breach and get to the Capitol.
We have a breach of the Capitol! Breach of the Capitol!
We'll be right back. The whispering keyhole peeps at the landfill of broken hearts, calculating the probability of miracles in this place called absence. Hope eats prayers at the altar of the 1,000 faces, and the trees laugh silently in the garden of good and evil, at the monstrous beauty in the nettle of Eden. Sanctuary of outcasts, shelter for fools, the atlas of impossible longing lies bleeding with a broken back. He tried to save the fish from drowning. I have seen it all. I am old, wounded, and dangerous, but not as dangerous as my young brood. Escape from limbo, hidden in plain sight.
Thank you.
And again, two recent things there from two Stockholm-based groups. We heard Sonos Umbra on a track called Insects Part 4 from their album Whiteout. And following that, just a second ago, we heard the group Gösta Berling's Saga and a piece called Dog Years from their album Forever Now. The Sonos Umbra track album came out in April, and the Gösta Berling's Saga album was just released like a few days ago, I think. Brand new. Brand spanking new. We're going to hear now something from a very prolific French musician. I think he's mainly a guitarist, but I think he's a multi-instrumentalist, but his home base, his home guitar is guitar. That's a guy named Philippe de Mouctouri, in French, I guess. And he's appeared on tons of people's records. He's been around for quite a while and a fairly well-known figure in the French experimental weirdo world. Weirdo, of course, is always a compliment on this show. And I actually have heard much more of his work, collaborations with other people, than his own stuff. But we're going to hear something of his. And it's the title track from an album called Le Goût de Lézard. And it was released about 10 years ago. It's 2014, 2015. And again, his name is Philippe de Mouctouri. You can see the spelling of it and circumvent my weird pronunciation if you go to our the Accu playlist and comments board. That also gives me the opening to encourage you, if you feel like it, to go head on over to the comments board. Go to our website, wfmu.org, click on the link that says playlists and comments, and there you are. You can say hello, say goodbye. If you have any questions, you have any comments, suggestions, anything you feel like saying, you know, within reason, you can do it there. We'd love to hear from you. All right, Philippe de Mouctouri, here he is.
Thank you.
And that's the band Toe, T-O-E, Japanese group, not to be confused with Toe Fat, sort of late 60s English, I guess, group. Toe Fat had one of them, look them up, Google them. They had one of the strangest and most notorious album cover photos ever, Toe Fat. This is not them. This is Toe, T-O-E, Japanese group. Sort of math rock group, as you might have gathered. And we heard a track from an album called The Book About My Idle Plot on a Vague Anxiety. And the track I played, that album's on Bandcamp, which is where I played it from. And some of the track titles are translated into English, some aren't. That one isn't. Thanks to the joy of copy and paste, I was able to paste the Japanese track title into the playlist, but I didn't take the extra brilliant step of typing it into a translate program and translating it, which I guess probably someone on the comments board will do now. Right, so Toe, and I think that's from 2013. All right, we're going to hear something older now. Been playing a lot of newish stuff. We're going to hear something from a group called Easter Island. They were from Kentucky, believe it or not. Kentucky, of all places. Just, you know, not where you usually look for prog rock, but happy to have them. And we're going to hear an album, a track from an album, a self-titled album, actually, Easter Island, from 1979. This will be the track with the very 1979 proggy title. Well, it's actually part of a suite, which is called The Alchemist's Suite. And this is one part of it called Telesterion. This is the group Easter Island.
Thank you.
And music there again from the Kentucky-based band Easter Island. We heard a track from a self-titled release that came out in 1979. A piece called Telesterion, but it's part of a bigger suite, S-U-I-T-E, called The Alchemist's Suite. We're going to hear, this probably will take us to the end of the show. Where is it? It was here a second ago. Right, we're going to hear a track from a group called Star Period Star, and 8 minutes or so. I like this piece. It's goes through various moods, including, it seems to me, a section that not unlike Steve Tibbetts. Steve Tibbetts is sort of prog folk guitarist. You decide, but Star Period Star, they're from Georgia, Savannah, Georgia, and this also is a very, very recent release from them. This came out, I think, in March or April of this year, Star Period Star. This will be a track called Albright Mather. Thank you. the background, music from the group Star Period Star, like Star Dot Star, I guess. This track, the one that we're listening to, is called Albright Mather, from an album called Twilight Saving Time, which I apparently have misspelled in the playlist. I'll try to fix that. Thanks for listening, folks. As always, a pleasure to be here playing music for you. Have a great week. Stashu's going to be next. We got another minute or so of this, but saying goodnight a minute early. Stashu's next, followed at 9, as always, by Daniel Blumen, who I'm very happy to report both of those folks will be here for the summer season. Sending out good vibes and solidarity with our friends in Los Angeles. And have a fantastic week. See you next time. And another thing, you're tuned to listener support at WFMU in East Orange, WMFU in Mount Hope, in New York City, and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org.
Everybody, do you know where your children are? Do you know how many drugs they're doing? Do you know how much Satan they're worshipping? Have no fear, Stashu is back for the summer!
Just in, we have found your children, and we have found all the Satan they are worshipping, and we have found all the drugs they done did, because they done did it. And now we're going to report to you live about all the things we have found, and your children blame it all on you. If you got a word.
Why, fancy seeing you here.
Hello.
Oh, why, hello. I heard that today we're only playing happy music. That's the new rule here on the Dance With Me Stanley show. Only happy songs about happiness and joy, because nothing else exists, right?
Right, it's being strictly enforced. And if
we
play anything else, they will call the National Guard.
They might, yes. You can actually hear them right over here. Oh, do you hear them? They sound like a parade. Oh, jeez.
Tell them. That's the warming up. That's the warm up parade.
Tell them to go away. Okay. All right. So only happy music, right?
Right.
Only happy music.
Correct.
Okay. So tell us about this record that we were. Wait. What are you doing here? What's your MO?
My MO is deliver bubble tea.
Okay.
The first MO.
I'm full of tapioca balls.
Perfect.
Great.
Now, roll around on a chair, because that's what you can do on a tapioca ball. And then we're gonna this is about the fireman's parade. I can read you like a 7.5-page essay.
We don't want to bore that.
Oh yeah, you sure?
No, on the Dancing with Stanley show, we're supposed to keep the party going.
This is a 5-page essay party. Dang.
You're going to kill it.
All right. Well, I'll just tell you that firemen have parades, and watch out. Don't step in front of them, because they'll just run you down. They don't really care, because then they have more work to do of scraping you off the ground.
Okay. Back to things. Yeah. Oh, I hear a parade coming through. Let's let them march on through. Okay, come on, guys. Come on.